If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Is tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Wolves are tied up 1-1 in the first round of the playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. Will the Bulls close out the Bucks tonight in Game 5 at the United Center?
We'll find out tonight. You know, you put the work in, get ready, concentrate, go out there. Bring the right intensity, right effort, right concentration.
That's Tom Thibodeau, and he and his Bulls hoping to end that series, which would set up a round two matchup with the Cavaliers. And assuming the Bulls advance, they'll face a Cavs team that won't have Kevin Love at least for a couple of weeks. According to reports, the forward dislocated his shoulder in Cleveland's Game 4 win yesterday. Meantime, Corey Crawford will remain in net for the Blackhawks when they host the Wild in the Western Conference semis. Just today, he'll be in net for game number one. Christopher Stieg in the white jersey in practice today. Teuvo Teravainen elevated to the third line to skate with Patrick Sharp and Andrew Vermette. Baseball, it's Hector Nwesi has dropped 5 straight starts dating back to last September. He's on the mound tonight when the White Sox open a 3-game set in Baltimore. Pregame on the score at 5:30 with Chris Ronji. Also, the Royals announced Edinson Volquez dropped his appeal of his 5-game suspension. He'll begin serving it tonight. He, along with 5 others, penalized for their roles in the fight Thursday at the Cell. Jason Hamill gets the start for the Cubs. He returns to Wrigley Field to open a 3-game set with the Pirates. Pirates starters a 1.71 ERA over their last 5 games, all Pittsburgh victories. And the Redskins exercised a 5th-year option on quarterback Robert Griffin III. It'll pay him $16.2 million next year. He's scheduled to make just under $3.3 million in base salary this year. Scoreboard update brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School of Management, and tune in on 670 The Score for full coverage of the draft on Thursday starting at 7 p.m. presented by Northwestern University School of Communication. I'm Jordan Burnfield. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score tonight at 5:30, Sox and Orioles on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Jordan. Jordan Burnfield had your updates today. He goes by JB, incidentally. Bruce Levine was on the show. Brian Hedger from NHL.com on the show. Hub Arkish from ChicagoFootball.com and 670 The Score. He'll be in a couple times later on the week working with Dan Bernstein. David Schuster was just on with us talking Little Bulls. Producers Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at Watch670TheScore.com. Our intern is Matt Bray. Mark Schanowski will be on the show. Carlos Pena from MLB Network will join us. Just mentioned him, but enjoying his work. Especially on a Sunday afternoon, and our normal Tuesday hit with Cubs manager Joe Maddon. That'll be tomorrow at noon. Joe Cali, thank you, man. Enjoyed it.
Oh, I loved it. Thanks for having me.
And now, unfortunately, you have to deal with Dan Bernstein and Terry Bors. for transition. Actually, they've been in good moods lately.
Look who's back. Look who's back.
Who died?
How are you?
Terry! Terry, you're alive!
I am. You know, there's been rumors to the contrary. I understand that. But no, I am alive. I'm in mid-stride. I'm like a child again.
Kelly Wunsch surgery, I heard.
Yeah, that's exactly
did
right.
Did he have something similar?
Oh, remember that year they all had torn labrums?
Oh, no, this is more than he had. It's a shoulder removed.
Oh.
He had a complete replacement.
Yes. Are you like bionic now? Or?
I am. Everything in there is some kind of metal and plastic.
Did Kelly Olynyk do it on purpose? Is that him who did that to you?
That's who did it to me, too.
Bastard.
Kelly Olynyk might have just put the Bulls in the conference
he
finals.
Might have.
I think he might have.
The Hanson's oldest brother?
There's a chance he did. Completely different series. Say what you want about Love and how far he's come, etc. But it just changes the shape of everything when he's not there.
Floor spacing's completely different.
Ah, man. See, now if the Bulls beat the Cavs...
No, nobody remembers. Nobody remembers. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But it's more fun if everybody's there for both teams.
It's all I've wanted, Terry, for months now, is just a healthy, fair shake. Because
I feel like
in the Derek prime, you've gotten one.
Yeah.
You're the only other.
And there was prime LeBron at the peak of his powers.
That's not good.
To eat him up.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Everyone's saying, oh, look, the Bulls are going in healthy. Eh. Joakim, are you calling it healthy?
No.
Taj Gibson, I'm sorry. Ankles, knee, shoulder, cortisone shot. I mean, they're not 100% healthy, so... You're getting as healthy as the Bulls can be. You're getting, but you're not talking about full strength.
No, you're not talking
healthy.
About full strength.
Right. Well, at least the roster available, a lengthened offensive roster available in which Thibs can do offense, defense substitutions and be a little creative.
Thibs has been awful.
You think so?
He had to go coached.
Wow, Schuster said the same thing.
I don't think so too.
I think so too. They're just a real good defensive team. That's kind of what they are.
I think Jason Kidd's kind of looked over.
Misses
over
on the
head.
2-for-1. He doesn't take time out. He's overplaying. He's taxing his starters and just still with the minutes. You're playing the Bucks. You're going to win this series. Mm. I mean, there were a couple times. Chill out.
You're okay.
Chill out.
Didn't end the other day.
I really didn't like the no timeout. Really didn't like it. Because we just said he's been going off. Offense, defense, and they had a team out there with Kirk and Noah. I mean, you got to have shooting options for Derek. That was a bad no timeout.
I got a question for Joe because he's nothing if not an NBA guru. A lot of people love this Bucks team, right? Am I correct about this, Joe? I see all this stuff, and I'm going, really? Like the power is shifting somehow in the East, and one of the big shifts is going to be toward Milwaukee when Jabari Parker is going to get back.
That's what they like. They like the fact that they took two big hits at the beginning of the year. One guy goes crazy and one guy blows his ACL.
It's Parker and Giannis, and everybody else is pretty much interchangeable.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that a championship timber team?
No, I still think they're very flawed. They're offensively stagnant, and even when Jabari Parker's there,
so you are seeing the same games.
Yeah, no,
Mayo can shoot you out of a game as well as he shoots you into one.
OJ Mayo, his DNA is just. I gotta get mine.
I don't like his game.
Oh my God, you realize the power is shifting in this conference. And
no,
it's going to go right to here. And go, wait a minute, wait to where?
No, the East sucks. The East is horrendous. You see some
that's what the playoffs show is just how bad the East is.
The East is just the
worst. What about Toronto?
The worst.
Fraudulent are they? Well, how fraudulent is that team?
And DeMar DeRozan basically said it today. Yeah. In sort of some exit interviews, said that they didn't really bust their ass, that they were too complacent in a playoff series.
Please fire the coach.
I remember I got killed by the Brooklyn media three years.
Yeah,
that big tough Brooklyn media 3 years ago when I was on with Sarah Kustak and said the Bulls players wanted this Brooklyn team. And that Bulls team had spinal taps and flus and crawling in the playoffs. Right. They still beat that gutless, heartless Brooklyn team.
Throwing up in garbage cans, remember?
Yeah, Nate.
Right.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of support on the Thibs being outcoached thing, Bernsey. And it's interesting because last year I thought it was outcoached by Randy freaking Whitman. In that series,
I thought Whitman did a good job on him. This year, I see out of timeouts, I see them scoring regularly on Kidd. I see them adjusting. And to me, minutes in the playoffs, there's no restrictions. Sorry.
It's a matter of what you do to get to those playoff minutes, though. I'm working on something for later in the week that's sort of taking me down some of these rabbit holes as far as research goes. And I have a friend of mine who is smarter than I am who is helping me out tremendously with this. And it's tracing historically How many teams have won an NBA championship having one or more players among the league leaders in minutes? And the early results tell me Tom Thibodeau is trying to do something and has been trying to do something that has never been done. And even as he talks about, oh, the Bulls were all those great Bulls teams were big minutes players. Not really.
The two guys were.
Not really. Only one year were both of them in the top 15.
I'm just going on per game.
No,
those
saying,
two were
as far as, 70 win year?
As far as total minutes, I believe it was 96, 97.
Total minutes, this year's Bulls team, total minutes, the number one guy in total minutes, you know who that is?
Well, Butler is,
not Butler.
He missed so much time.
Gasol, and he's 15th.
Right.
He was 15th.
Yeah, Butler was being ridden hard until he got hurt. So in some of these where he talks about, he's revising history when it comes to the minutes that were logged by some of these great Bulls teams.
Well, I think